They say it takes a village to raise a child, and here in Lincoln County, several groups will be teaming up to ensure new parents are ready when the littlest ones come home for the first time. For WJJQ News, I'm Zach Garner. Last fall, the Lincoln County Health Department hosted a community baby shower down in Merrill. Based on that success, they're expanding to Tomahawk with an event coming up later this month. Yesterday, we spoke with Lexi Buntrock, who serves as the Lincoln County Public Health Educator, who's organizing the event. She explained that the community baby shower is a good way to get information to parents in one location on a wide variety of topics through informational booths and demonstrations. They've already got more than a dozen lined up for the event here in Tomahawk. She gave a quick sampling of the topics, including a CPR and choking demo, safe sleep, breastfeeding, early literacy, as well as support for childcare, housing, even mental health for new moms and dads. It's geared towards those with little ones 0 to 18 months. The Merrill event last fall had around 45 families attend, and it was convenient timing for Buntrock, a new mother herself at the time. Even though she was an event organizer, she said she was able to learn a few things as well. The participant survey showed overwhelming positive feedback, which led them to expand north. For those that would like to attend the event here in Tomahawk, you can mark your calendar for May 30th. It'll be at the St. Mary's Corpus Christi Center. We'll get that information up in the community calendar and follow up as the date approaches. You can hear that conversation with Lexi in the WJJQ Audio Center as well. The countdown is on to the fishing opener, but local health officials are reminding anglers to use a little caution with hooks to ensure no one lands in the ER in what they affectionately refer to as the People Catchers Club. Ahead of this weekend's fishing opener, we heard from the emergency departments at Aspirus Eagle River and Howard Young in Woodruff. The two Northwoods locations actually have displays on hand with hundreds of fishing hooks and lures that have been removed from Northwoods anglers over the past three decades. Wendy Lizak is a nurse at Howard Young. She says of the hooked anglers, "We always tell them you're not the first one and you won't be the last." And while the People Catchers display is in good fun, a hooked angler can be serious. Barbs on the hook make self-removal difficult and the wound risks infection. That's why the Aspirus staffers have plenty of training on the various methods of hook removal based on the situation. Well, the original display cabinet was built back in 1993 in the handiwork of medevac paramedic Dan Halverson. He said, "I started collecting the lures, created the cabinet for the hooks, and even more people were willing to leave them for display." The provider also shared the legend of the twice-hooked angler. He had a musky lure removed at Howard Young, but decided against contributing it for the display. And while getting into his vehicle out in the parking lot to leave the hospital, he managed to snag himself again. The second removal of the day prompted him to donate the lure. Now, they do have a little fun with the anglers. Those who've had their hooks removed at the Aspirus facilities are presented with a bobber-shaped stress ball and an official membership card for the People Catchers Club. Halverson noted that many of the patients also have their picture taken in front of the display as well. Over the past decade, the Wisconsin Public Service Foundation has awarded more than $500,000 in grants to first responders across their service footprint. Those agencies have another opportunity to apply. Known as rewarding responders, the WPS Foundation provides grants each summer to help with the purchase of life-saving equipment and fund training for first responders across northern and northeastern Wisconsin. Last year's recipients included Antigo Fire, the Eagle River Police Department, Langlade County Sheriff's Office, as well as the fire departments in both Merrill and Minocqua. And funding was invested into tools like special water rescue dive suits, hazardous gas detectors, thermal imaging cameras, and AED units. And celebrating the 10th anniversary, the foundation increased the funding pool to $75,000 last year, and this cycle another $75,000 is being made available. Dating back to 2014, spokesman Matt Cullen says they've now reached $500,000 in rewarding responders grants, which have been distributed to more than 200 public safety agencies. Eligible departments can begin applying for the new cycle, with recipients to be announced this summer. Today's National Day of Prayer, and a number of Northwoods groups are among those holding community prayer events. The formal observance of a National Day of Prayer came from President Harry Truman back in 1952. By the 1980s, the first Thursday of May was officially designated as the annual date nationwide. The goal is to allow participants, regardless of faith or denomination, a chance to bring unity and share a common focus. Now, there are a number of groups here in the Northwoods hosting events, including in Tomahawk, Associated Clergy of Tomahawk held a service earlier this morning at Veterans Memorial Park. Rhinelander holding a similar event outside the Oneida County Courthouse. This year's theme is Lift Up the Word, Light Up the World. Organizers estimate some 30,000 observances of National Day of Prayer across the country today. Over the past 2 weeks, county deer advisory councils have been meeting around the state proposing deer herd recommendations for the upcoming season. And coming up this evening, folks in Lincoln and Oneida counties can participate. Each county in the state has its own CDAC, and each spring they develop recommendations for antlerless harvest goals, tag availability, and season structures for their respective counties. The recommendations are reviewed and set on an annual basis so they can be adjusted in response to the previous year's deer harvest, winter severity, and other population factors. Coming up this evening, both Oneida and Lincoln County CDACs will meet. Oneida County meeting gets underway at 6 at the Woodruff Town Hall. Lincoln County's meeting set for 7 at the Lincoln County Service Center. Once each county has made their recommendations, they'll be sent on to the Natural Resources Board for final approval. That typically happens at their June meeting. Earlier this year, the Wisconsin Beef Council set out to find the state's best burger, and the winner's from right here in the Northwoods. Well, judging complete among 8 finalists, the All-American Burger from Pickles Bar and Grill in Hazelhurst reigned supreme. As the name implies, it was a classic cheeseburger, but featuring Pickles' craft blend of brisket, short rib, and chuck, and a house blend seasoning. Co-owner Justin Koshak says they were honored to be named the winner, especially as the lone finalist from northern Wisconsin. He said, "We're happy to represent what the Northwoods has to offer when it comes to restaurants, taverns, and grills, as there are so many great spots up here that showcase great menus and fantastic food." The contest was decided by a panel of secret judges who went to each restaurant last month. Most of the judging was based on the burger itself, taste, presentation, proper cooking, and overall enjoyment, though a few bonus points were available for restaurant and atmosphere. The contest announcement comes as the state celebrates Wisconsin Beef Month in the month of May. In the announcement, Tammy Vassen, executive director of the Wisconsin Beef Council, says they were thrilled with the overwhelming response to the contest. They're looking forward to bringing it back next year and growing. We'll include a list of all 8 of the finalists in the online version of the story. That's a look at the local news. For WJJQ, I'm Zach Garner.